And it's time to talk sport now with David Mark. Hello, David.
Hello, Fran. How are you going?
This was an exciting way to start my morning. A massive win for Ashley Barty in the French Open.
Yeah, it was absolutely incredible. She beat Madison Keys 6-3, 7-5. Now, she's now in uncharted territory. She's through to the French Open semi-final. It's her first semi-final in a major. And the draw has opened up like you wouldn't believe. In the other quarter-final, there was a real upset. Simona Halep, who's a number 3 seed, was thrashed by the 51st ranked woman in world tennis, a 17-year-old American, Amanda Anisimova, and the score was 6-2, 6-4. So now Barty plays Anisimova for a spot in the final, and she then has a very good chance to win the competition because she's now far and away the highest seed, ranked 8. The only other seed left is Joanna Konta, the Brit, who will play the unseeded Markita Vondrousova.
Okay, so could be a big weekend for Australian sport. We've got the Matildas kicking off their World Cup campaign, and we've got Ashley Barty going into the quarterfinals now.
Well, no, into the semis, and a very, very good chance of winning the thing. Yes, that's
great.
Right.
David, just very briefly in the Cricket World Cup, Australia won over the West Indies. Who was the hero on our side?
It was a very bizarre hero. It was Nathan Coulter-Nile, who's in the side to bowl. But what he did was came out and he smashed 92 off 60 balls when Australia was in a terrible way. Managed to get Australia to 288, and the Australians kept the West Indies to 273. Coulter-Nile conceded 70 runs and didn't take a wicket, but he did it with the bat.
Excellent, Nathan Coulter-Nile. Remember that name. David, thank you. More sports news at 7:30. And I'm thrilled to say I'm joined in the breakfast studio by the ABC's national sport editor, David Mark. Hello, David.
G'day, Fran. How are you going?
Face-to-face is always nice.
It is good.
David, FIFA Women's World Cup begins in Paris tomorrow morning. Who are the favourites?
Well, France is going to play the opening game against South Korea, and they're definitely one of the favourites. France is, yep. And it opens up a real enticing prospect because, of course, their men won the Men's World Cup last year. And so were France to win the Women's World Cup, it would be a very rare double. In fact, I don't think it's happened before. So France are ranked 4th in the world. It's the USA, the powerhouse of women's soccer, and have been for a very long time. The number one team in the world, they'll be one of the favourites. Germany's ranked number 2, so they'll be really strong. Look, Australia's thereabouts, number 6 in the world. We've got a tough group. We're playing Italy to begin the competition, and that'll be on Australian screens on Sunday night. So they play 1 o'clock on Sunday in Valenciennes. So they'll be thereabouts, but they play Italy, they play Brazil, who have traditionally been a very strong team in women's football, albeit they've fallen off slightly. They're now ranked 10th in the world, and Jamaica. So Australia has a tough group. It's got to get through. It should get through. And then it's into that sort of, ruthless knockout phase. But it's going to be a really enticing competition. Just a little bit of sad news today, though, Fran. One of the Australian women who've been a stalwart of Australian soccer, Laura Alloway, who's going to her third World Cup, has unfortunately, just on the eve of the competition, been ruled out. She has a foot injury.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's really sad for her. She's a lovely woman, and I spoke to her a few weeks ago. She was so excited about going and so excited about this team. And also about the variation in the team, the young and the old. She's actually been replaced by an 18-year-old, Carly Rostbakken.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a blow for her. Bad luck. Is she going to go anyway? Does she get to go? She's there already.
Well, she's there now, yeah. So I'm actually not sure if she's going to stick around or she's going to go home.
Yeah. Coming up a little later in this half hour, we'll be joined by Tracy Holmes. Tracy's going to be hosting the coverage of the World Cup for SBS through the whole campaign. So Tracy certainly knows what's up and what's down in women's footy, and we'll be talking to her more about that. David, also, the ABC broke the news yesterday that Israel Folau was going to sue Rugby Australia and Rugby New South Wales for breach of contract. What are the implications?
The implications are really enormous, not just for rugby, but really for Australian sport and really for Australian employment law. Israel Folau, we knew this was coming. He appointed a high-profile team of barristers and solicitors, and ever since he was sacked by that independent panel that found he'd breached Rugby Australia's code of conduct, this was always going to be an option. I've been told by sources close to Folau that he's going to sue for around $10 million.
Whoa.
So that includes about $5 million in salary loss. and millions more in lost commercial opportunities because he thought that he'd be going to the World Cup. He's, you know, arguably the Wallabies' greatest player and has great opportunities. He put out a statement yesterday. He hasn't spoken in all this time, but he's put out a statement saying, no Australian of any faith should be fired for practising their religion. Of course, this all comes back to that Instagram post where he said homosexuals, amongst others, would go to hell unless they repented. Rugby Australia has responded. They haven't spoken, but they've also put out a statement to say, look, this is simply an issue of an employee and his obligations to his employer regarding his contract. But they make the point, we didn't want to go down this road. This is Rugby Australia and Rugby New South Wales. But Israel's action leaves us with no choice. So this is going to be potentially a long, drawn-out court fight, although you imagine there's going to be all that manoeuvring behind the scenes to reach a settlement.
And interestingly, it coincides with a discussion in the Parliament debate in the Parliament coming up on religious freedom. So it works into there.
Absolutely.
David, thank you very much. And can I say thank you for being with us this week.
No worries.
Fantastic
to
have you.
Thanks very much.
David Mark, the ABC's National Sport Editor.